This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. It was almost 20 years ago when Amy Erickson agreed to become the first in an unbroken line of graduating seniors who delivered for us on this Sunday our senior sermon, even including during our pandemic last year when Joshua Port did it remotely via Zoom. We continue that tradition this year, and I'm very happy to welcome to the pulpit microphone our graduating senior to deliver this year's 2021 senior sermon, Mr. Lucas Luke Walsh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Luke Walsh. I graduated yesterday from St. Andrew's Episcopal School. Next year, I will be attending the University of Southern California and studying industrial engineering there. It is an honor to be speaking with you all today. Over the last 18 years, I am lucky to have been surrounded by a loving family at home, here at St. Joe's, and also at St. Andrew's School. This is my family trinity. Together, the trinity has helped me lay down some foundational blocks which hopefully will hold me up when I leave for college in 3 short months. So here it goes. The first is community. It shall be our goal to be surrounded by happy, kind-hearted people that aspire to do good things. This means that we find friends that share our values, and it means valuing those friends. Sometimes in life, this is easier said than done. However, at St. Joe's, spending time with happy, kind-hearted people is easy like Sunday morning. Some of my most distinct childhood memories started here. I remember my parents dropping me off at Sunday school, attending the vacation Bible camp in the summer, and running in the largest Easter egg hunt I have ever seen. These memories have a theme: happy, kind-hearted people taking time to do good things for each other. This is the St. Andrew's community. Good deeds. Live honestly, be fair, be kind, treat problems with sugar. St. Joe's is a good deeds headquarters. We have all had opportunities to help and learn community outreach, philanthropy, forgiveness, and love. They all reside in this house. Positivity. Think positive, be positive, talk about positive things. I played percussion in the youth band here at St. Joe's for several years. I can tell you this: Charles Milling is our family's poster child for positivity. I can't wait to watch my dad's face light up every time Charles says, "Please rise," with that magical Charles smile. It brings goosebumps just thinking about it. Work hard and keep a servant's heart. The last time I was on an airplane, the flight attendant reminded us to put on our own oxygen masks first before helping those around us in case of an emergency. I think this is actually a very good life lesson. Our first priority should be to make sure that our life is in order. It is our job to work hard and take care of ourselves. We must remember that we are not entitled to anything, and we earn everything we get. However, we all need love, support, guidance, and everyone deserves a safety net. The sun does not always shine on everyone equally. Humor. Do you want to hear a joke about paper? Never mind, it's terrible. What do you call a bagel that can fly? A plain bagel. What did the evil chicken lay? Deviled eggs. Why do cows wear bells? Because their horns don't work. Twenty years ago, we had Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, and Steve Jobs. Now we have no cash, no hope, and no jobs. Sorry, that was a bit cheesy, but we can all agree that the world can use more laughter. I believe that God has a good sense of humor, or else he wouldn't have asked me to do this speech. Balance. One of my favorite Father Marty-isms occurs religiously just before Christmas. Father Marty reminds us that the Christmas season is filled with so much activity that sometimes we fail to pull our heads up from the noise and remember the true meaning of Christmas. He reminds us that the world will not end if we are late on our Christmas cards, miss a few gifts, don't hang the lights perfectly, or skip a Christmas party. This is a great message for Christmas, but the larger message should not be lost. Life is to be enjoyed, life is a journey, and if life is lived well, the rest will take care of itself. This is the higher purpose. Faith. Today's world can be confusing. Social media puts peer pressure on overdrive, 24-hour news distorts the truth, and the loudest voice in the room too often drowns out the most thoughtful one. What do we have to guide us? Our faith. Our faith is our compass. Faith helps us choose good from bad. Faith reminds us to help those in need. Faith helps us believe that we are on this earth for a reason. And faith teaches us that living a good life here on earth will help us all enjoy a great life in the kingdom of heaven. God bless us all. Thank you, Father Marty, for making this house our home. We are blessed to be in God's service. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. What are you doing next Sunday? He's good. Thank you.